Italy held a full state funeral today for an intelligence officer killed by U.S. forces in Iraq last week. He was shot as he was escorting a just-released hostage, Giuliana Screna, to freedom. Screna was wounded in the incident. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli has more on the funeral from Rome.
At the Basilica of St. Mary of the Angels, crowds of mourners hailed Nicola Calipari as his flag-draped casket was carried into the church by an honor guard. The church was packed with the top representatives of the political world, including Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi and opposition leaders. And Italian President Carlo Azeglio Ciampi consoled Calipari's widow and two children. The church was also filled with policemen, soldiers, and Secret Service agents, colleagues of the deceased who had trouble keeping back their tears. Calipari had a lot of experience in the field. He had negotiated the release of several Italian hostages held previously in Iraq. Calipari was killed by a single shot in the head as he tried to protect journalist Giuliana Sgrena with his body. Gianni Letta, a close aide to the Prime Minister, gave the eulogy.
È il momento di rendere onore all'eroico sacrificio di Nicola Calipari.
This is the time to honor the heroic sacrifice and pay homage to the memory of Nicola Calipari, Letta said, altogether, without divisions and without controversy. This was a clear reference to mounting anger among Italians at the United States. Yet, paradoxically, Calipari's death has had a unifying effect in a country where a large majority of the population strongly opposed the U.S.-led war in Iraq and the deployment of Italian troops there, a point Letta made in his eulogy.
Non ho mai visto in Italia un plebiscito.
I have never seen such wide consensus around one person whose profession was mysterious and hard to explain, he said. And Letta praised Calipari for having revived an Italian sense of homeland and national pride. A military salute accompanied the casket out of the church. Giuliana Sgrena is still hospitalized with wounds to her shoulder and lung. Italian officials have rejected her claim that she might have been a deliberate target of U.S. forces. Nevertheless, there is concern throughout the entire political spectrum that a U.S. failure to clarify exactly what happened could unleash a new wave of anti-Americanism. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.